This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Ruth Bader Ginsburg has become the first woman in American history to lie in state in the U.S. Capitol. The 87-year-old Ginsburg, who spent 27 years on the U.S. Supreme Court bench, died a week ago. She'll be buried next week at Arlington National Cemetery. President Donald Trump, meanwhile, says he'll name his choice to succeed Ginsburg on Saturday. Turkish authorities today ordered the arrest of 82 people, including members of a pro-Kurdish opposition party. It dates back to deadly protests in 2014, when the Syrian Kurdish town of Kobani was under siege by the Islamic State. People in Turkey's mainly Kurdish southeast had accused the Turkish army of standing by and just letting the siege happen. Ankara says the outlawed militant Kurdistan Workers Party incited the demonstrations. It also charges the pro-Kurdish People's Democratic Party, the third largest in Turkey's parliament, with supporting the protests when three dozen people died. In a statement, prosecutors said suspects would be sought in seven provinces. The number of coronavirus cases here in the United States is just under 7 million, more than 20% of the world's total. America's midsection has become a hotspot for infection spikes. All Midwest states except Ohio have reported more COVID cases in the past 4 weeks as compared with the prior 4 weeks, led by sharp moves upward in South Dakota and North Dakota. The U.S. death toll is closing in on 203,000. The figures come from a tally being kept by Johns Hopkins University. Its worldwide case count is put at 32.2 million, with 984,000 lives lost. Brazil has suffered nearly 140,000 fatalities and 4.6 million infections. India ranks third in deaths with more than 92,000 lives lost. Cases in the country are nearing 6 million. In Russia, health authorities have issued a recommendation that beginning Monday, the elderly stay at home, and then employers allow as many of their workers as possible to work remotely. This is VOA News. Britain recorded its highest daily number of COVID-19 cases yesterday, more than 6,600. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has reintroduced some restrictions in a bid to subdue a second wave of infections ahead of winter. The UK has lost nearly 42,000 lives to COVID, with almost 419,000 cases. The City of London has been added to a national COVID-19 watch list. Israel is toughening its second national lockdown as coronavirus infections continue their rapid rise in the Jewish state. The Israeli cabinet has voted to close all non-essential businesses, including open-air markets. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the surge of COVID cases is pushing the nation to the edge of the abyss. Israel has seen its case numbers grow to more than 214,000, with 1,378 fatalities. In Spain, residents in Madrid are being warned of tough weeks ahead amid a new sustained coronavirus spread. The national case count has jumped to 704,000, with 31,000 deaths. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and other top Republicans have rejected President Trump's refusal to commit himself to a peaceful transfer of power, assuring American voters the lawmakers would accept the outcome of November's election. Mr. Trump has so far declined to embrace a peaceful transition and says he expects his election battle with Democrat Joe Biden to be settled by the U.S. Supreme Court. There was more racial unrest in the streets of Louisville, Kentucky overnight, another expression of anger with a grand jury's decision not to bring homicide charges against police officers involved in the fatal shooting of African-American Breonna Taylor. The United States has extended a waiver for Iraq to import Iranian electricity for 60 days to enable Baghdad to take what are called meaningful actions to reduce its energy dependence on Tehran. The waiver exempts Iraq from U.S. sanctions reimposed on Iran after President Trump withdrew from the 2015 nuclear deal with the Islamic Republic. The Trump administration has repeatedly extended the waiver for Baghdad to use crucial Iranian energy supplies for its struggling power grid, usually for periods of 90 or 120 days. Asian markets were mixed today, with Japan's Nikkei up a half of 1%. U.S. stocks ended on a positive note in choppy trade yesterday, led by a comeback in the technology sector, having initially sold off on higher than expected unemployment claims. Today, the Dow is up by 50 points. The U.S. House of Representatives is working on a $2.2 trillion coronavirus stimulus package that could be voted on next week, something clearly welcomed by U.S. investors. More news online at voanews.com for your listening convenience. There is also an easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.